Our scripture reading today is from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 4 through 14, found in the Old Testament section in your Bible. Feel free to follow along in your Bible or on the screen. Thus say the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city which I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you'll find your welfare. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let the prophets and the diviners who are among you deceive you, and do not listen to the dreams that they dream, for it is a lie that they are prophesying to you in my name. I did not send them, said the Lord. For thus says the Lord, only when Babylon's 70 years are completed will I visit you, and I will fulfill you my promise and bring you back to this place. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search me, you will find me, if you seek me with all your heart. I will let you find me, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Pray with me. Lord Jesus, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This week, we continue our All Things New sermon series in the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, where we encounter the prophet Jeremiah's message to those in exile in Babylon. This scripture is God's message to a people who have been ripped from their homes and sent to a foreign land. Scripture tells us that their exile is due to wandering away from the covenant of God. They've stopped caring for those in need and began worshiping other gods. Slowly, they had moved away from God and had become an unfaithful people. And now they find themselves stripped of their homeland and centered in the midst of a whole new culture and place. Their struggle is met by this letter from the prophet, whose words provide both instruction and hope. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. These famous words of Jeremiah 29:11 are plastered on pretty much every graduation card in Christian bookstores and have lent themselves to provide hope that God has a plan for all of us. I believe that. I believe that is true. And yet I'm struck by the complexity of these words in the midst of this context. My mother was an immigrant from England. She came to this country in her 20s after marrying my dad, an Air Force officer who was stationed in England where my mom was in nursing school. Their original plan, as promised to my grandmother, was for them to come to the United States for 4 years and then to return to England to be near my mom's family. But their move from Sheffield, England to Las Vegas at Nellis Air Force Base, transformed into my mom living in Las Vegas until 2001, when she moved from there to the Seattle area. My entire childhood was saturated in Paddington Bear and Mary Poppins. I remember my mother expressing her lament because my childhood English accent disappeared just a few weeks after I entered elementary school. We ate English trifle for birthday cakes and stayed up all night to watch the royal wedding and every other major English ceremony in the middle of the night. We wrote letters to our grandparents on those folding blue prepaid letters that made their way across the sea. In college, my mother gasped in horror when she saw me drink a beer from a bottle. It wasn't the beer that bothered her, but that I didn't drink it properly from a glass like a lady. Periodically, my mom talked about the experience of being an immigrant, a person living in one culture and acclimating, and yet feeling at home in a whole different culture. It was important to her, like many immigrant families, that we know our history and traditions and roots. My mom was white and spoke the origin language of this country, mostly. She did say herbs instead of herbs, which I teased her for continuously. But even then, even knowing the language, the United States still felt in some way like a foreign land, even after 40 years. The exiles in our scripture, having wandered away from God, find themselves in a difficult situation. They're in exile and forced into a new culture to survive. I don't feel adequate to understand their situation because I worry that my explanation takes away from the complex and various experiences of so many people who find themselves in a new culture, forced or voluntary. There are those who know in far deeper ways than me what it means to be torn away from your home, or to move to another country and work to hold on to the traditions of your origin identity while simultaneously investing in a new place. These exiled nobles and elders and those in high status found themselves in Babylon, and these words of Jeremiah come to them as a message from God in their suffering. Build a life. Make a home. Tend to the land and live full lives. Invest in the place you find yourselves. Serve. Pray. Give. God instructs them to not lose hope that they will return someday, probably in about 70 years, to their home. In the meantime, what God calls them toward is abundant life and trust in God's hope and faithfulness, even when they have been unfaithful to God. These words of Jeremiah are a call to remember and recognize, even when we find ourselves in the hardest of foreign places and experiences, God is our hope. God is our home. God holds our future and well-being, even when those around us do not. In the now, in this present moment, in their exiled moment, what God longs for them to do is to put down roots and thrive, live full lives and tend the land and have children and live into the abundance of God, even in a foreign place. And not only that, God calls them to serve. Verse 7 says, "But seek the welfare of the city where I've sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will find your welfare." What God is calling them to do is basically to work with, pray for, be invested in their enemies. The Babylonians had just destroyed their homes and their cities, and God still calls them to seek the welfare of those around them. A lot has been taken from us these last months. And on the flip side, if we carefully examine our lives on the regular, we will probably find that there are many places where we have been wandering or have wandered away from God too. As one of my favorite hymns reminds us, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love." Many of us may understand the anguish and hurt of finding ourselves in foreign places due to our immigrant story or life situation that has pulled us involuntarily away from our health or our financial security, our loving relationships, or the safety of home. The good news of our passage is that Jesus Christ meets us in these foreign places and reminds us that God has a plan to give us hope and a future. God will never leave us and will come when we call. God loves us and Jesus Christ is crazy about us. We are not alone. And then the challenging news that comes with this promise of God's hope and security is that the world around us needs you. No matter what our complaint or our gripe, the world is broken and in need of the kind of love and kindness that we have. The love of God lives in us, and our city needs us to seek its welfare. And that's not all Scripture says. Scripture says, "Seek the welfare of the city where I've sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare, you will find your welfare." We need the city too. We need to serve the world God loves because in the complexity of our seeking the welfare of our city, even of our enemies, we are transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. Our hearts grow. Our minds evolve. We learn forgiveness and grace and redemption, humility, conviction, correction. We are transformed in Jesus Christ when we seek the welfare of others in all of its complexity and messiness. We are called to care for the city in a way that ensures we are faithful to God, not to building an empire. In 2018, I married my husband, Peter, and I moved into his house just 3/4 of a mile from my very own home. I've been renting that home since then, and I've just decided that it is time to sell the house that I purchased in 2006. It's freeing to let go of it, and yet it's also deeply sad to let go too, because this house is the last remnants of my first years in Seattle, when my family lived in the area and my mom was alive. It was the gathering place of many holidays and dinner parties and cozy movie nights alone in the comfort and safety of my very own home. I have a new home now, and I'm ready to move on. And I'm constantly grateful for the security of a place to feel safe and at home. Somehow, though, in the reading of the scripture this week, my heart expanded. My heart was transformed. And as I was reminded that neither of these dwellings are truly my home. Furniture comes and goes. New people move in and out. Life happens and moves on. And what makes a home, or a church, is the relationships that dwell within it. Maybe that is what those in exile were learning when this letter arrived. Invest, thrive, grow, and live abundant lives. Invest in the world around you and remember, God will come and call us home. We are at home in Jesus Christ, no matter what form place we may find ourselves. The promise of God's hope and future comes to us in the hardest pits of our lives, especially in those times when we don't feel at home. We can be confident. Jesus Christ is our home, and we have hope and a future. Pray with me. Loving God, may we remember these words May we remember this experience of being at home in you no matter where we find ourselves. And may we accept the challenge of the good news to serve beyond our own love, but to reflect the love and grace which you so abundantly pour out upon us. We love you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.